Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show. It's for you, those of you who work so hard for your money. You want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but you want it right now so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's just not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to create a ripple effect and bless the lives of others. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect in your life today. Appreciate you guys that have been tuning in. You've been binging and sharing. And guys, you've made an amazing 2022. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't done so already, go to our website, moneyripples.com. Not just check out other blogs that we have here, all transcribed. But guys, if you've got questions, reach out to us and use that passive income calculator to see how much passive income you can create going into the new year just by going to moneyripples.com. So check that out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. So today I want to talk about an article I saw here on Yahoo Finance recently. This particular article was talking about layoffs with Meta, or Facebook Meta, that company. And there's been a lot of talk about layoffs in the tech sector. We've already seen it happening with Twitter. We've seen it happening even now. We've had tech billionaires becoming bankrupt with FTX. We've talked about that recently. I mean, there's a lot of things happening right now. And so the real question is, are you really safe from these layoffs? Are you safe? Is it something that you have to worry about? And what can you do to prepare? That's what I want to address today. Just kind of go into this article right here right now. So this is an article, Meta Layoffs Took Workers by Surprise. And the quote is, I thought I'd be clear in this layoff. This is an article by Alexandra Garfinkel. Now, they talked about a technical recruiter, somebody who thought she was completely safe, thought that nothing bad would happen, that in fact, they didn't even think layoffs were a big issue. And what was interesting is that they were even told that layoffs weren't happening. And then the next thing you know, they hear from the Wall Street Journal that layoffs are imminent. And so they talked about there's two big common threads that emerged for all three of these employees that were at Meta that they talked to, that they interviewed. They said, first, they had spent the last few months, the layoffs weren't on the table. And then second, like I said, described a work environment that had shifted radically in recent days, especially after the Wall Street Journal reported that layoffs were imminent. And she talked about how it was a dream company to work for. It was great. They put their full faith in them. But now after these layoffs, she's wondering if the company and the future of it is really going to work out. Now, of course, when you have employees that become disgruntled, they're going to have a skewed effect. You know, it doesn't mean that Meta is going out of business, but it does shake a lot of people's confidence. The only people's confidence it doesn't shake is the stock market. Because the funny thing that I've learned as a stock trader previously, in my previous life, when I was doing that, is that whenever they announce layoffs, stocks typically rise. They typically go up. Why? Because it means there's more profits. And when there's more profits, it means more money going back to the shareholders. So they actually encourage layoffs. They want people to become more streamlined and efficient and not just overpaying for employees and things that you don't really need. They want you to get those profits in check. Now, chronically, that's not a good thing. Long-term, you look at the vision. If there's constant layoffs, then of course, that'll be a negative impact on the stock too. But it's funny that the stock actually jumped up 10% that day after they announced layoffs. Now, it was a shock to them. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on just Meta, right? But the big thing is, of course, Twitter fired over 50% of their employees. Now, because we have Elon saying, hey, if you're not a workhorse, if you're not just going to slave away from my company, you shouldn't be here. This is not the culture you're going to want. So he's trying to weed out everybody and get everybody to quit till he can get down to this culture that he wants to create. He wants to buck the entire culture and get rid of it. Just throw it out the window. And so that's fine. There's no problem with that, of course. The thing is, like, the tech sectors, I mean, especially right now, it's already been a big bubble in the tech sector, just like Y2K. You're going to see more layoffs happening. That's a guarantee. You're going to see more layoffs, really, in probably a lot of sectors, because we've kind of had this everything bubble where everything bubbled. Everything got better. Even the retail sector came back strong after 2020 and things like that. We have a lot of these sectors that really are starting to either stop hiring. There's going to be a hiring freeze, or there could be more layoffs. And remember, the feds are totally fine getting people to the point where there's higher unemployment. In fact, they want to encourage and create higher unemployment so that things don't run rampant, especially with inflation, which challenges the value of the dollar. That's what they're trying to do. So we got a lot of headwind coming here. So the question is, are you safe? Now you might say, hey, I'm a business owner. I'm great. Well, did you know even business owners, as we found out in 2020, can be shut down? We could become a non-essential business. We've seen that happen. So we know that that's kind of bull. I'm a business owner. I know that things can get shut down potentially. It's not as likely. And yes, you have more control of that situation. But again, we can't control everything. We can't control what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone the next 10 minutes in our life. I hope, of course, knocking on wood, nothing happens to you guys. Of course, we want that to be the case. But obviously, the unexpected can happen in life. Most importantly, if you're a W-2 earner, you have a job. Guys, even that tech recruiter thought that her job was safe. She thought she had all the benefits she needed and it was great. By the way, their severance package was awesome. They got 16 weeks of pay plus all the other unpaid benefits they hadn't got. I mean, that's pretty incredible to get that much benefit from a company that laid them off. So for people that whine and complain that, hey, I didn't get my just, I shouldn't have been laid off. Well, maybe not, but at least they gave you a nice little buffer, some extra pay to help you transition to your new job. That's a pretty nice little package there. But remember, she thought she was safe. She thought she was just fine. She was going to her third trimester of pregnancy. She thought, hey, it's going to be fine. I'll take a little break, come back to work. Everything's going to be just like it was before. Yet it wasn't. And we've seen this happen time and time again. I mentioned 2020 because 2020 was a great time. Several of our clients, some of them have even been on our podcast. Like we had Louis Visco on, for example. Louis talked about how he was in Hollywood. He gets contracted, different things, but he was talking about in Hollywood, he needed that passive income to help him weather the storm. So then he didn't have to just pick any odds and ends jobs. He can really cherry pick the best jobs for himself and not feel like he had to go to a rush. That's my point of this podcast today, is that really, we can't always protect ourselves from layoffs. Now, I do agree. Do what you can to create a lot of value for employer. If you're currently employed with somebody, if you're a business owner, do whatever you can to be lean and mean in your business to ensure that you're profitable so that if things do happen, there's more headwinds that come and it could be affecting your business. You're not going to be shut down within days. That's what happened in the last recession. There were many businesses that were caught unprepared. They didn't have enough cash reserves on hand. They were really extra fat. They had a lot of expenses. I was one of those people too. That's why I'm really emphasizing this. They weren't tracking their money properly. And they were the ones that if they didn't have sales coming in, they were toast. And that's something you want to avoid. Granted, I didn't get out of business, but I took a lot of months of no paychecks. I was really just trying to struggle and hustle to help pay just for my expenses, let alone try to take home money for my family. So be prepared. You want to make sure you're lean and mean in your business. If you're a business owner, again, if you're an employee, have your emergency savings, have at least 6 months, if not 12 months of emergency savings there just in case. So even if you don't get a severance package, you've got some time to transition. Most importantly, guys, you need multiple streams of income. You need multiple streams of passive income coming in. It's fine to have multiple streams of active income, but you only got so many hours in the day. You can only do so much. You need passive income. I'm so grateful that many of the clients that we had that hired us in 2020, right about that same transition, it almost seems serendipitous. It was almost perfect timing that we were able to get them some of that passive income, even if it's only just $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, whatever it might be, to help them weather through that little transition period where some of them were laid off, were furloughed, or just had to wait until they could reopen their businesses. Having cash reserves was key. Having passive streams of income made it better. Some of them, by the way, especially some of the dental clients that I know, some of them even debated after those 60 days they had to shut down, said, man, maybe I don't want to go back to practice anymore. Or maybe I do want to stay in practice because I was bored out of my mind, but I only want to practice a couple of days a week. Same thing. The strategy is still the same. Even if the intention's different, you want passive income. You want money coming in to give you those options. You want to become work optional so that if you ever become laid off, if you all of a sudden have work nothing. You have no work. At least you have something to go on. I know that this can seem like real common sense, but I want to stress the importance that we are, even if you don't think it's a recession, we are in the middle of a recession right now. We have things changing in the marketplace. There are already things happening that are already giving us tons of clue that we're moving into a bubble burst, and we're already seeing it bursting in many different places, especially in the tech industry. You got to be prepared. You do not want to be the person who last minute says, now I'm out of work. What do I do? That's the worst time to try to create planning, because mentally, when you're desperate for money, you need to make money, that's when you usually make the worst decisions with investing. We want to make sure that you do it from a place of calm, of preparedness and peace, so that you can kind of relax and say, all right, let's make sure I'm making the right decisions for me and my situation, not just because I need the money right now. Man, you need that time to ramp up. You need that time to work. So guys, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Really, you need passive streams of income, and you need good ones, and you need to make the best of your situation and be prepared so that if anything happens, great, you're taken care of. Cool thing is, we've even had clients that said, shoot, what do I do about health insurance? I don't know what to do. And the cool thing is, we've had health insurance options come on here, and we've had podcasts about it before, where they were able to get just as good, if not better rates than they had working for an employer. So there's even individual plans you can do. There's transitions you can make. There's things you can do with your taxes to help out. There's things you can do if you have 401ks and IRAs. Can we start accessing those funds and using that to start investing if you do happen to get laid off? Those are all perfect things. There's tax advantages we can take advantage of if you're in a financial hardship. We can avoid 10% penalties in some cases. So there's a lot of cool things we can do. But again, we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. So if anything happens, you're not rushing and making rash decisions that cost you money and potentially gamble with your money where you could lose it instead of make more with it. So guys, my challenge is to you, if you want to be financially prepared going into this new year, as you're heading to the end of the year and going to the new year, especially if there's tax planning and things like that involved, guys, reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Find ways to be prepared, because if you are prepared, as it says in the scriptures, if you're prepared, you shall not fear. I invite you to come at it with full faith, not fear, from a place of abundance, not scarcity. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.